Compound interest is actually an incredible, powerful tool that can make a really big difference on your financial success. In addition to understanding compound interest, we're going to break down exactly how to understand it, how it works, and also explore various types of investments that offer compound interest, like what to actually put your money in, as well as some of the data to illustrate its potential for building long-term generational wealth. So let's get started. Hey guys, welcome back to Generation Wealth, your podcast for all things building wealth from businesses to real estate investing. We're breaking down the money topics every single week. Before we get into this episode, I just want to remind you about the Wealth Habits Money Mastery Workshop. Look, this is your opportunity to go deeper on all of the financial topics that are going to build wealth in your life right now and for generations to come. It's a $47 workshop. It is worth 10 times the amount because of what it's actually packed with, the tangible tactical strategies that you can implement in your life right now. And if you did pick up a copy of Wealth Habits, thank you so much for your support. I would be so grateful if you would leave a review on Amazon or wherever the book was purchased. And as well, if you like this podcast, please leave your review on Apple Podcasts or anywhere that you listen to your podcasts. Now, let's jump into the episode. In this episode, we're going to be discussing the importance of compound interest and how it can help you build wealth. Compound interest is actually an incredible, powerful tool that can make a really big difference on your financial success. In addition to understanding compound interest, we're going to break down exactly how to understand it, how it works, and also explore various types of investments that offer compound interest, like what to actually put your money in, as well as some of the data to illustrate its potential for building long-term generational wealth. So first, let's get started. All right, first off, let's just define what is compound interest. It is the type of return that you earn when you take an initial investment of capital, and then all of the money that's in there continually grows and is generating revenue, generating income, generating interest on that original principal every year. This means that as your money makes more money, you get an even bigger return than if you would have just invested in something with a fixed rate of return, like maybe a stock dividend or a bond. The key to understanding compound interest truly lies in its ability to generate returns based on both principal and accumulated interest over time. That's why it's so powerful. And if you looked at or you actually attended the workshop that we did, we showed how just delaying 10 years of investing into something that gives you compound interest, what it actually pays over time. When you start investing in something that pays compound interest, let's say as early as 25 years old, and you delay until you're 35, or you're 35 and you delay until you're 45, those tens of thousands of dollars can actually cost millions. So it's really important to understand the concept of this and know where to park your cash. Okay, so a few examples of investments that provide compound interest. Now, we're going to start with like the lowest risk, but the lowest return, right? The first of those being savings accounts. So you put money in a savings account, it's rather safe, it's sitting in there, and anything that's pretty safe, that's low risk, is also going to give you a low return on your money. The second, CDs. CDs just stands for Certificate of Deposits. There are all different types of CDs. Typically, a CD is going to offer a slightly higher rate than a savings account, and it requires people that's putting their money in there to keep that money in there for a little bit of time and not have access to those funds, which gives you the ability to make a little bit more on your money. This is a great place to even put a fallback fund. When you have anywhere from 3, 6, 9 months of your expenses saved, you don't ever want this to be in your checking account or even something that you have access to until you've developed the discipline to not touch it. Putting it in a CD or even a flex CD that maybe just requires you to have it in there for a few months and it makes you pay a penalty if you take it out is a way that you can get a better return on that money than just putting it in a traditional savings account or an interest-bearing checking account. Another example is a money market account. These are very similar to savings accounts. Sometimes they have a slightly higher rate and they do require a little bit more of a minimum balance in order to open one up. Fourth, we've got bonds. Bond investing is also pretty low risk. It has a fixed rate of return for a period of time, which allows investors to benefit from compounding without having to invest in a riskier asset like a stock or a mutual fund. Now, let's dive into a little bit of the data. If you were to start investing, and like I said in the very beginning of the episode, if you start investing at 25 as opposed to 35, and you just did the industry average into a Roth IRA, that's $60,000. Now, don't get lost in the numbers. Stay with me here. If you invest $6,000 into a Roth IRA when you start at 25, you're going to have on average, I don't remember the exact number, but it was a lot, right? It was like over a million, maybe 1.9 million. If you delay and wait till you're 35 and you don't do $6,000 a year for those 10 years, you're going to have much less. It actually costs you almost $1 million, the difference. But we're talking about one way to invest. So oftentimes I hear people say, well, if I didn't start at 30 to have over $1 million, if I didn't start at 40, like you're going to have to invest so much more. But we're only looking at one line of investment income. If you're listening right now and you're 40 or 50 years old or older and you haven't done a lot of these things, in order to invest into just a retirement fund, you're going to have to invest almost $2,400 a month, month after month after month, to make up for the compound interest that you lost out on. But again, this is why it's important when you're building wealth to have multiple streams of income. Because as we know, of all the Forbes 400 richest people, they all have four streams of income. Retirement, stocks, account, that's only one. So if you're listening and you're at 40 or 50, how can you take your earned income and start building passive income, starting to invest in real estate? It will cost you so much money in order to catch up to invest into your retirement, but where you can make up the difference is by having an additional stream of income, whether that's to start a business alongside of your job, whether that's to diversify into a different business, whether it's to start to develop land or buy laundry mats or something that's passive, starting multifamily units, having Airbnb properties, right? There's so many ways that you can build those other lines of revenue. When we only focus on one. If we didn't get this information like so many of us didn't when we were younger, we feel like we're behind. But all we have to do is use another strategy. Investing in retirement, using the S&P 500 and leveraging compound interest at the average of 8 or 9% a year is only one way to build wealth. But remember, there's many other ways. And 75% of the Forbes 400 richest people all had one thing in common, and it wasn't their retirement accounts. It was actually building a business. So even if you're in the position right now that you didn't start investing in your 20s or 30s, you can still earn more, spend less, open the gap in order for you to invest more so that your money makes more money and you don't have to trade time for it. So remember, it's not what you did or didn't do to get to this point in your life. It's what you do next that matters. All right, guys, that's enough for this episode. If you love the show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts. And as always, drop a 5-star review sharing your biggest takeaway. Follow us on Instagram or TikTok for more quick tips for building businesses and wealth at Candy Valentino. And as always, thank you so much for tuning in to Generation Wealth. We'll see you next time.